the toys from an extremely beat up copy of their Lovers Chorus album. And the song, of course, is I Can't Get Enough of You, Baby, a recognizable tune for some people of my generation. This is episode 57 of a complete abridged record collection, the internet podcast / radio broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection and relive the memories of said song, said record. The Toys was a record I got in, Gloucester, Massachusetts, from, a great record store called Mystery Train that a friend of mine now is part owner of, and I went to visit him, and he had to go to work, so I just hung out in the store for a morning, and found this record so incredibly beat up that he let me take it. So that's where I got that record, and that was a fun day. More about that later. Coming up next, I'm going to play a record that I very recently acquired. It is by two dudes, Jacob Desivrio and Georges Desimou, and I think it's West African. It's from 1986 on the French Sony label, and it's got the greatest cover of all time. That's pretty much the only reason I bought this record. I've barely listened to it. It's two men leering at the thing that men leer at, and we're going to play a little track off of it called Chawa. I bought this from Amoeba in Los Angeles, California, like maybe a month ago or 6 weeks ago. I went up there for the weekend. I had a fun time with a friend of mine. We went for an epic hike. I felt kind of rushed at the record store because she came with me, and I'm never really good at that. I don't know if people that accompany me to the record stores get extremely bored, maybe, and then I try and entertain them. It can really influence your choices of records. Probably got this one just to get a laugh out of her, and to, you know, sort of crush any sexual tension between us. You know, I should mention again, the cover is two dudes leering at what looks like to be desert dunes. But they're not desert dunes. They're the curves of a woman. Anyways, that's probably why I bought this one, for its suggestive humor in the presence of a lady. So enjoy this great track, 1986, called Chawa.
Fais des traces pour assistance. Appel de forfait, tu es moins d'un bras. your mind. Drum and wine. Turn yourself on with steel drum.
49 Islands Carnival.
Good for Peter, good for Paul. Black is white, day is night, drink is food.
Grab yourself a pretty girl.
Jump up in the bacchanal. Dance and sing, do your thing.
Get on rude.
All is one, barring none. Rich and poor jumping hand in hand. Hear them blow, calypso. Here on St. Thomas Island,
at Virgin Islands Carnival.
Good for Peter, good for Paul. Black is white, day is night, drink is food.
Grab yourself a pretty girl.
Jump up in the bacchanal. Dance and sing, do your thing.
Get on rude.
I deny that big lie they published in New York City. Have no fear, you'll find here enough for everybody.
Virgin Islands Carnival.
Good for Peter, good for Paul. Black is white, day is night, drink is food.
Grab yourself a pretty girl.
Jump up in the bacchanal. Dance and sing, do your thing.
Get on rude.
When mass done, still there's fun. Now's the time to relax and lay. You can choose to sweat out the booze. Lindbergh Beach or Megan's Bay.
Virgin Islands Carnival.
Good for Peter, good for Paul. Black is white, day is night, drink is food.
Grab yourself a pretty girl.
Jump up in the bacchanal. Dance and sing, do your thing.
Get on rude.
Come on, come on.
Live like a king, you rule everything, and still covetous and greedy, mankind. ridicule me, I don't mind. Prosecute me, I don't mind. Execute me, I don't mind. Mankind act fast, forget the past. Stop hampering disaster. Change up the cast while time still lasts and straighten out the future. Greed, color, race, we must leave this place. We leave, we can't carry nothing. Why punish the dead without piece of bread? And beg for your peace and love in mankind. You must check your mind.
Obviously called When the Time Comes there, but the singer is Nelson, or Lord Nelson, and this is from a record called Rebel Soca, apparently the roots of Soca, that I bought from the Amoeba, the aforementioned Amoeba, where I got the Leary Brothers. This record was more serious purchase, although it was only a few bucks. It was my sort of, like, I wanted it to be genre-defining, you know? Like when you're a kid and you buy like a soul compilation, then you know you love those songs for the rest of your life. I was going to do that, but with Soca, and I'm not a kid anymore. And yeah, it's got some pretty good tracks on it. I've only had it a couple weeks, so about 6 weeks or something like that. So I'm not really, you know, married to it yet, but pretty into it. And it does make me think of that great trip to LA. What a fun time I had. Ate a really nice sandwich. Really fancy sandwich. That's always good. LA is good for that. And just had some pleasant walking experiences, you know. So that's all you really need in life is a good Soca record and a good sandwich, some walking, the company of another, and yeah, let's see. Before that, that was a triple set, rare on this radio program. Before that, we listened to a record that truly is genre-defining for me. That was a John L., and from his Here in the Virgin Islands LP / book / like coupon book, and the song I heard was just called Virgin Island Carnival. Basically defined 70s Calypso for me. Fell in love with that record. I really can't remember where I got it exactly, but yeah, changed my life. That's a life-changing record right there. And I think John L. I mean, John L. basically was more than just a Calypsonian. He was a crazy dude, had his own store, and basically was extremely DIY, if you know what I mean. So, I don't know, maybe that's why I like it. Maybe I just like it because it's crazy, fun music. I don't know. Really good Christmas songs on here, though. And, yeah, I've decided I'm going to try and go to the Caribbean to find more records like this. Just self-released vanity records from the 70s. So there you go. Obviously, very meaningful. Next up, we're going to listen to something not from the South, but from the North. It is Belle Gazou, and we're going to listen to a song called Test du Stress. She's an amazing Quebecoise pop singer, and I got this record on a recent trip to Montreal. I had a great time. It snowed. It was Halloween. It snowed on Halloween. That's the magic of Montreal. So that's what this will make me think of. This is an awesome track, Test du Stress.
Vous êtes levé en retard pour la fête de votre vie. Avez-vous des remords d'avoir usé du corps de sa meilleure amie? Avez-vous eu le temps de vendre 100 grammes à la gendarmerie?
Entre vos hypothèques et vos marges de J'ai un chagrin d'amour et ce soir j'ai besoin de toi. Je t'ai quitté un jour et je me demande pourquoi. On a brisé mon cœur et ce soir c'est moi qui pleure. Je dis aide-moi chérie, il me faut t'oublier. Je sais qu'ensemble nous serons heureux pour la vie. Et tu me manques, je pense à toi le jour et la nuit. C'est pourquoi je demande et que sans cesse je chante. Je t'aime, aide-moi chérie, il me faut t'oublier.
Chemise en faisait moins cravate, la baille moins. Moi, mettez bis pour moi, moi, penché si côté mes amis, moi, bolsé, nous, qu'à monter, condo. Bagaille à capioler, la fête, condo, bagaille à camoussaté, la fête, condo, bagaille à capioler, la fête, condo, bagaille à camoussaté, la fête, condo, bagaille à capioler, la fête, condo, bagaille à camoussaté, la fête, condo. Aïe! Moi dis lui, mais pas oui, mais t'es tu vois, ne plus t'y juif, ton beau délit. Belle petite espoir, vous t'y chaîne, puis au cali, t'y prends tout beau délit, nous qu'à monter, mon dos. Bagay la capiole, la fête, mon dos, bagay la camoussate, la fête, mon dos, bagay la capiole, la fête, mon dos, bagay la camoussate, la fête, mon dos, arte, la fête, mon dos, nous danser quadrille à la mazouk, la vigine, la valse, la polka, la vigine, la valse, la polka. D'où bonjour, j'en dis moi, doudou, chèvre moi, faut pas desserrer pour bam, nous qu'à monter la case. Bagaille la capiole, la fête condo, bagaille la camoussate, la fête condo, bagaille la condo, bagaille la capiole, la fête condo, bagaille la camoussate, la fête condo.
That's a fellow named Houard Coppet from the Antilles there with a track called La Fête du Gondo. And before that, we listened to Les Excentriques from Quebec with Aide-moi Chérie, or Help Me Rhonda. And yeah, I was DJing my brother's wedding and someone requested Beach Boys. I was like, I don't have the Beach Boys, but I have this track. And it was an amazing moment in my life. Forever defining that record. But actually, that record, I bought it on the aforementioned trip to Gloucester, Massachusetts. We drove up to Montreal, and I bought all three of those records in the set there. Like I said, snowed on Halloween. I had some lonesome walks in a city that I adore. And I generally had an amazing time. Saw some old friends, you know, just... picked up a few crazy records, like that one from a store called Phenopolis, which was run by a guy also from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, that I had once given a ride in my car to. Crazy story, I know. Well, to change the pace completely, both in fiction and in music, it's not fictitious, it's all real, ladies and gentlemen. Everything you hear here is real. And this next track is by the one and only Curtis Blow, a guy that I was first introduced to when I was in grade 8 by my friend Luke Bradley, who was into hip hop, and he was into the old school, yeah, and he taught us about the breaks. And here we are years later, still learning about the breaks, you know what I mean? But this is a later Curtis Blow record from 1984 that I bought like a couple weekends ago from the Kobe swap meet with my friend Alex Miranda. We were there. We were cruising around. It was hot. We were looking for records, but like not really, because I know there's just a bunch of guys there that are going to scam you on records. They think they're so valuable. Oh, these are so collectible. They're so valuable. When they're not, they're just like crap records. They're not worth anything, you know? They're only worth something to a few select people, and those people have basically have no sense, you know? It's not a real value, it's just delusional value. And we're cruising around, and he bought some records. I was out of it, not into it at all. And then we came across this All Records $1, all the bins belonging to a DJ called DJ Tony Tone, presumably of San Diego, California, although internet research reveals that every city in America has a DJ Tony Tone. So, yeah. So I got a whole bunch of amazing records, and we had a crazy day. I'm going to try and remember what happened that day, but I just remember like burning hot sun, flipping through dusty boxes of DJ Tony Tone, presumably dead. Tony Tone, presumably dead, I'm sorry. But flipping through his boxes and coming up with some amazing finds. And first off, we're going to hear Curtis Blow and his Ego Trip.
You don't dance to my ego, you dance to my beat. So come on, party people, get out your seat.
Dance to my ego, dance to my beat. Dance to my ego, dance to my beat.
You dance to my beat. So come on, party people, get out of your seat. Get down. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I want to say hello to my lady Cheryl the Pearl, Bay. Hey, Bay.
the kind of hip hop on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. Hey, that kind of hip hop on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. The kind of hip hop on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. I'm on an ego trip. Now ain't the kind of hip hop. Got to be funky.
Let's dance, come on and get down. Rhythm is life, and life is rhythm, man. Here, the tropically sensuous beat makes you want to do things most self-respecting people could be arrested for. It's not uncommon to find yourself throwing caution to the wind and yourself to the floor. The heat and excitement is somewhat reminiscent of a Calcutta sauna. Here today, groove away. Feel the beat, it's so neat. Hit the town and party down. Where it's at, laid back. What's going on, brother?
Not a hell of a whole lot.
Love one another. One nation under a groove. This is some of the lingua franca of the funk business. And people come from miles around with an almost religious devotion to get on down. As you can see, it's all too easy to get wrapped up in the kaleidoscope of sounds. The hand claps and the bass throb erotically, and the piano tinkles invitingly like so much crushed ice into a dry martini. Utterly far out, man. It don't matter if the lyrics don't scan. You bad mother,
shut your mouth,
they may say, but you know, the right one. Stretch your stuff,
stretch stuff.
Take the smooth,
take smooth.
With the groove,
with the groove.
Get on down,
get on down.
Yes, party down,
party down.
Get laid back with your bad self one time. Funk has become an industry, and one thing's for sure, this industry is full of funk. So as they say here, everybody say whoa. I said whoa. Thank you. So fundamentally, it's a question of moving your wheels, making your deals. You know how good it feels. Walk long, proud and tall, 'cause the writing's off the wall. Shake your booty, do it all, have yourself a good time. Two, three, four, get your woman on the floor. You've got to get up to get down, so really go to town. Don't stop till you get enough. Want to rock with you and shake your stuff. Boogie nights where it's all right. Ring my bell, it's out of sight.
Yeah.
Well, that's the unmistakably offensive Disco Rick, which stretches long back into my childhood. I bought a Disco Rick tape from a thrift store in, like, elementary school, which was way more offensive than that. So this recent acquisition, which was from the vaults of DJ Tony Tone, rest in peace, probably somebody sold all your stuff at Kobe Swap Meet, sorry, man. Still kind of offensive, Your Mama's on Crack Rock, but, you know, it wasn't the house edit. I could have played the hip house version, which would have been way worse. Before that, we listened to The Evasions with Wicca Rap, pretty awesome track, and West Street Mob with Let's Dance, two Sugar Hill tracks, and starting it all off, Curtis Blow, all those records belonging to the wonderful and presumably dead Tony Tone, purchased on a hot Saturday. Hot as hell, you know? Well, from the ridiculous to the equally ridiculous, this is Joe Walsh, one of the records I, like, first bought when I moved to California because, you know, trying to understand where I was living. And there's nothing more appropriate than Joe Walsh, But Seriously, Folks. You know the hit. This is from the B-side, At the Station. Thank you for listening.